Ver 14. I thank God that I baptized none of you but Crispus and Gaius. Why do you take pride in having baptized when I even give thanks that I have not done so? In saying this, using a kind of divine strategy, he eliminates their excessive pride on this issue. Not with the power of baptism, but with the foolishness of those who were inflated with pride for having been the baptizers. First, by demonstrating that the gift isn't theirs, and secondly, by thanking God for it. For true, baptism is a significant thing, but its significance isn't the work of the person baptizing, but of him who is invoked in the baptism. Since baptizing requires little from man's labor, but is much less than preaching the gospel. Yes, again, I emphasize, baptism is indeed grand, and without baptism, it is impossible to reach the kingdom. However, a person of no extraordinary virtue is capable of baptizing, but to preach the gospel requires great effort,